winter nap and then began heading outdoors as temperatures started to warm several weeks ago and managed to work their way back into our homes through cracks around doors and windows, largely. Though winter affects when bugs emerge, it doesn't necessarily affect the severity of the season. Most people think that the cold winter we had last year and again this year would have a big impact on insect populations, entomologist George Hamilton of Rutgers University told that USA Today reporter. Although it might have killed some of the bugs, overall it probably isn't going to have much of an effect, he said. Warmth and dryness out in the American West might impact insects that need water to survive, such as mosquitoes, Hamilton said. Without water, mosquito larvae can't survive, and that could reduce populations in some areas, at least this spring. The lack of water in California could also lead to disease spread, Hendrickson said. The few water sources that remain are likely to be stagnant and a significant draw for mosquito and bird populations, posing an increased risk for the transmission of West Nile virus, which can travel from bird to mosquito to people. Last year, California had the second highest number of cases of West Nile virus since 2003, she noted. Here in the East, the wet winter and early spring is good news for bugs, but bad news for people. The increase in standing water could jumpstart the mosquito population here, Hamilton said. All you need is 7 days of standing water for most species when it's warm to go from eggs to adults. And all you'll need to do to learn much more about mosquitoes and other insects is listen to Almanac the next 3 mornings. Same time, same station, brought to you by Central Hudson. Now this. Help Central Hudson reach its goal of 55,000 e-bill participants, and you'll help provide 55,000 meals for local people in need through the Food Bank of the Hudson Valley and the nearly 400 soup kitchens, food pantries, shelters, and feeding programs it supports in 6 counties. Sign up for e-bills today. It's good for the environment, and now it's also a great way to do good for people in our community. People helping people. With Central Hudson, people, power, possibilities.
The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
If you use propane or heating oil in the Hudson Valley, be sure to look for certain qualities in your supplier. Reliable fuel delivery, highly trained professionals, and a rapid response to your concerns. At Suburban Propane, you'll receive all three. Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses for more than 80 years. Our local team of dedicated employees right here in the Hudson Valley works hard to continue that long tradition of warmth, safety, and reliability. Suburban's no-run-out guarantee provides another layer of security during the long winter months. Suburban customers can also count on service 24/7, 365. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban propane gas customer and receive free 25 gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Sign up now with a fuel supplier that you can rely on all year long. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171 or 1-800-PROPANE. Or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks. WTBQ.
Okay, it's Monday. We got a real star-spangled box here in the WTBQ studio. I'll start with my right is the district attorney, Dave Hoover. Dave, how you doing?
Good morning, Steve. How are you? Good morning to everybody out there.
Dave's happy. He had a pistachio-flavored muffin from Warwick, one of the eateries here. So he's smiling, ready to go.
All set to go.
And we got Patrick from Moore Dairy that does the delivery at home. And I know I'm probably butchering it, so Patrick, you correct me. We talked about this a few weeks ago, going back old school and it's a great thing. I remember having milk delivered to my door. Dave, you did too, right?
Yeah.
So, Patrick, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Good
How's
morning.
It going, brother?
It's great. Everything
good
is
to
great.
See you. Jim, did you remember that too or no?
Are you that much older than I am?
No.
I don't think we had that in work. We just
you
actually
didn't?
Went right to the farm.
Oh, really? Okay. See, now I remember going to, there's a farm in Blooming Grove that I think it's called DeStefano's.
Okay.
And I remember there, and they had the cream on top, and you would scoop the cream out and have that at old school.
Coffee. What he was really saying was he just went and milked the cow.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly. That was part of our projects in school here in Warwick when we were growing up, when it was all surrounded by dairy farms. You go to the Penning's farm, and
absolutely,
that's probably one of the things you did.
Wow. Better education.
So we got insurance, we got milk, we got law enforcement, and we got anything in between. So you said the Spartan thing's coming up at your property in
Tuxedo,
again?
Yeah. The end of the month, May 30th and 31st, and June 6th and 7th at Tuxedo Ridge, we got the Spartan race.
Do you do you ever get participate in it, or you just watch it?
No, I do it.
You do it?
I do it, sure.
Yeah. Damn. That's a hell of a thing.
It's a little tough at the end of the day, a long weekend to do it, but then my wife says, come on, we're going. We're doing it. And she does it. Like, she's done it too many times. It's kind of embarrassing. I had to do it. She forced me into it.
That's what happens.
We got the Chester 5K coming up this weekend. I'm like, hey, I'm going to do it. My wife's like, no, you're watching the kids. I'm doing it. So, but we have a veterans one coming up Sunday, so I might switch with her on it. But Spartans, no joke.
No, not at all.
What is it? What is the curriculum on it? Like, what are the different, how do you start? Then what are the steps? And then where do you go? How do you end on it?
Well, basically, it's a 3.5 mile sprint race. It's part of the Spartan Tour. And they're actually a global company now, to say the very least. I can't tell you how many. They do like over 100 plus events all over the world now. But it's a 3.5 mile race, 22 obstacles, anything from crawling under barbed wire, dragging cement bricks and blocks up and down the mountain. In the mountain itself, as you can imagine, is an obstacle.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can go up and down, I think, like 6 or 7 times. And it's amazing. But you'd be surprised. It's not just for the elite. We've had everybody from the Biggest Losers doing it. We've had New Jersey housewives, or New York housewives did it last year.
So you can pace yourself if you got some slow pokes.
You can take the entire day.
Oof, we can walk it, you and I.
Without question.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, the goal is to finish.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Patrick, forget about it. Patrick, it would be one of the first ones.
No, definitely not. Trust me.
He's taking 2 blocks up there.
Exactly. It's not fair, actually. We could take mine if you want to go. Let me know when you're going to go.
On this side, you on this side, and we'll run.
Wow. Yeah.
The funny thing about this, I was just talking this morning with my son. He's a football player, and we were saying that you have to train. You have to train. It used to be you go to a weight room, you just lift weights. Nowadays, everything focuses on the cardio aspect of, and this is a great example where, even if you're in good shape, if you're not in great cardio shape, forget it.
Yeah, you're not. It's all looks.
Yep.
It's all for show.
And it's true, Dave. I'll tell you, we've seen, we have many pictures of the most elite Adonis person you've ever seen out there. And then we had this 13-year-old boy, smoked him.
Yep.
Smoked him. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It's amazing.
All about the cardio, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
It's all good. And by the way, since we're talking about this, since it's in Orange County, by the way, and Tuxedo is the first town in Orange County, it's probably, arguably, I think it's one of the biggest events in Orange County. We're bringing about 50,000 people.
That's a lot of weekends.
Wow. We had 25,000 runners last year.
Wow.
Think about that.
And we have a race coming up. It's all on eating. It's basically themed at for all the healthy foods and different types of farmers markets and things around here. And it's coming up in June, and they have, I think they expect 300 cyclists. So when you talk about that's 300 participants, you have how many participants in there? Tens of thousands?
25,000.
25,000 of the people that come up are participants. Wow.
That's Orange County. I mean, we've pretty active lifestyle up there.
And you have a couple cycles? What is it, for a Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, it's we got a Saturday and Sunday, obviously 30th and 31st. It starts, I think, the first race. I actually have an elite race, but 7 a.m. And then the last race will have 3 p.m. And then you do that Saturday and Sunday and the following weekend at the same time.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
3 p.m. sounds nicer than 7.
Well, you'd be surprised. You want to finish it before it gets dark,
That's true. Lost in the woods with the bears.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Do you ever see any? Obviously, you're on a beautiful spot there. You must see some types of creatures. They probably run for the hills when a lot of people come.
We've had a couple interesting visuals of a bear running across the event, and we have a few black snakes that tend to just add some excitement to the race.
Where do the people stay for that? All over here?
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, we've had people go on, for the most part, one thing about great about Orange County and our facilities, we're only 35 miles from the George Washington Bridge.
Wow.
So if you think of everything that's between here and New York City and Long Island, we're an easy drive to get here. And but we've had people all the way from Alaska and down the Carolinas come up here every year. People that are really into it. But for the most part, it's you know, it's mom and dad, and they'll do it with their kids. And we have actually have a great kids race that day, during the weekend as well, kind of a mini Spartan.
We could do that, Dave, just to supervise.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What is this, a black bear? Dave, show me a picture. Is that from, by you?
Yep, this is a black bear that we took about a week ago. It was crossing a power line, but I just can't see it that good in the picture. But picture's probably, you know, we're 250 yards away.
Wow. I passed a black bear last Wednesday morning going to work. And right there near Tuxedo, ran right across the highway.
Yeah, we've got quite a few there.
Oh, my God.
They're happy, though. They're fed well.
Yeah, because they're trying to drink my milk and eat my beef.
Wow. All you need is honey now. You're all set.
I got the honey, too.
You're good.
Hummingbird Ranch honey.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have. I just set up a new beehive at my house this weekend. I split one a month before, so we are buzzing at my place. Wow. I have, like, bees all over the place. But things are going well. One other thing that's going on right now is deer tick season, big time. No, Orange County is the second, most populated area with deer ticks in the state. Suffolk County is number one. So I talked to the health commissioner on the way over here. Go to the county website to get some information on it. But both my daughters and my son each had a tick on them, and I had one this weekend. So, and it's really, people are going out now too. More, you know, so you got to watch it. Check and yourself, dogs. Wear light colored clothes or, you know, some people believe in spraying, bug spray on them. Some people don't, but if the pesticides, but if you spray it at least on your shoes, it might prevent the, insect from getting on them. So it's something to just be cognizant of.
You got to do something.
Absolutely.
Is there anything we can do about the, you think after this winter, which by the way, was probably the coldest winter I remember.
We didn't even have a spring. It just went right into summer.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. And there's still, my stepson just went hiking this weekend at High Point. He came back just covered.
Ugh. Yeah. See?
Covered.
Now, we're having a symposium in a month from now, but there's stuff on the website, everything you need to know about it. Tips about how to, they say if you keep the lawn mowed, that's why they say be careful of high grass, all these different things out there. Go to the Orange County, it's their website. I'm actually sending it out. It's orangecountygov.com. Go right to the health page, and right on there's a big thing with the Lyme disease. There's another bacteria that ticks carry. They haven't found it in Orange County yet, but it's just stuff to be cognizant of. And if you remove it, within 24 hours, they say you're good to go.
Okay.
So, but we know a lot of people, like Don, Dave from Monroe. Yeah. His wife was, she had like an intravenous drip because of it. She had to be treated so bad. So it's something to be cognizant of. And if you take care of it and address it right away, you're pretty much, you'll be okay. So.
And check your pets too.
Yeah,
especially if they
absolutely.
Come in the bed with you.
Yeah. We have a few chickens, and we let them free range for one reason, to eat the ticks.
I thought you were going to say you let your chickens in bed.
That's what I was waiting for, Dave.
We check
or let them in the house, one or the other.
Yeah, sure. When chickens go to bed at night, you got to check them because they need to be tucked in. So
keeps them safe from the fox anyway, right?
Yeah.
So how is we got the milk industry, we got the insurance industry, and the law enforcement industry. Who do we want to hit first? Dave, you're booming.
Let's go with milk. Let's go
with milk. Okay, let's go with milk. All right.
And milk's, it's great right now. You know, it slows down a little bit in the summertime, but we just got to get our name out there more, you know. And once we tell somebody what we do, everyone, you know, really, really? You still do that? They still do that?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And, you know, no, they don't still do that, but More Dairy still does that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Okay.
So I love it. You know, I don't ever wake up to go to work. I wake up and deliver milk. Which is
you're happy.
Great.
Yeah, if you
happy,
love your job, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, I don't ever feel like I'm waking up to go to work, you know, so it's great. We just we hope for more customers locally, daycares and schools like that. Reach out. You guys are probably dealing with a big company who, you know, doesn't probably care about you. They probably do not care about you. So you call them. You got to hit 18 different numbers to get in touch with someone.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully they speak English or hopefully you can understand what they say.
Right.
You know, you call us, you speak with me and my girlfriend, no one else. There's no one else involved. So, which I think goes a long way because I don't like to call people and not know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's either a dishonest answer or you just don't know what they're saying or they don't even answer the phone.
Mm.
So with us, it's very personable and we think we care a lot. So we just expect people to give us a chance and try us out. And
was that some of the reason you kind of were driven to take on this business and this quest? Was to kind of bring back the old, make it new again?
Well, when I started doing it for someone else, I loved it. And I used to be an iron worker down in New York City, and I also owned a security company. We did bars and stuff like that. It just wasn't the path I wanted to be on. I had a partner for the security company. I wanted to be on my own. And iron worker, you're working for someone else. So when I started delivering milk for this guy, I was like, this is awesome. You know, I work all night long. You don't see anyone on the road. You're pretty much very relaxed, window down on a beautiful night. It doesn't get any, you know, it does not get any better. So I was like, you know, I really want to do this. And just, you know, clicked, and I did whatever I had to do, you know, to make it work, and saved up, and, you know, had to bite the bullet for a while, you know, on spending. And
sure.
But I love it now. I can't get any happier with the business.
Awesome.
Just want to get busier.
Yeah.
But as far as, I mean, it's just everything's going very well.
And you distribute right out of here in Orange County and Harriman.
Yeah, right out of Harriman. I get it delivered the day before I go out for the week. So I get my deliveries on Mondays. I start delivering on Tuesdays.
Wow.
Every week. Nothing gets turned over. If I have leftovers, I do not sell it the next week. I give it away, or, you know, something. I use it at home, or, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, when did you start this?
Started January 1st of this year.
Of this
on
year.
My own.
Okay. My goodness, in the worst winter.
No kidding.
And we did not miss one delivery.
You didn't?
Did not miss one delivery. I went to people's houses, got stuck at people's houses, got a flat tire. When it was that one Friday night, it was like -7 degrees out.
Oh, man.
I got a flat tire that night, changed a flat in the snow. But we did not miss one day. Some people couldn't believe it. Some people were at their doors, you know, shoveling, saying, oh my God, thank you for coming. I'm like, of course, this is my job. You know, I mean, you don't thank anyone else for doing their job, so don't thank me, you know. But yeah, it was a horrible winter, but I've been doing it for a long time, probably about 4 or 5 years, maybe 6.
And now you decided to make it your own and
now
then take it from there.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend do everything. She does all the, you know, all the website stuff, all the email stuff, all the invoices. I pretty much don't do anything. I just deliver.
Wow.
You know?
That's a compliment, huh?
Yeah, she
now, what's
does.
The scope? What's the scope? How far do you go? What do you do?
I go as far. I'm not too familiar with Orange County, so if I say something wrong, you know, don't kill me.
Don't worry, Dave will correct you. No.
Dave lives in Sparrowbush, which is on the other side of the ocean.
Yeah. I go up to Middletown,
yep.
Port Jervis, North New Jersey. I think it's Northern New Jersey. I do Vernon.
Yeah.
Vernon and...
That's quite a territory.
Right?
Yeah, because Dave's in Port Jervis.
If I'm in Port Jervis, and you're 23, 24 miles from here.
Sometimes it's about 5 to 10 minutes.
And look, it popped right up.
Yeah, that's the old one. We have a new one. Our new website is being developed right now.
Are you getting
right
ready to logo or no?
Yeah, we have our new logo. She has them on the business cards inside.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, we have. Oh, it's actually on the back of my shirt, the new logo.
Okay, cool.
But
I like this this website. I just want, while we're doing this, to see how easy it is. I typed in More Dairy, popped right up.
Yeah, moredairy.com.
So that's the first step for customer service.
Yeah. Without question.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our new website is being developed right now, and it'll have an image for every product, so you know exactly what you're getting. You know, we do the grass-fed beef, which comes from Lowland,
right
here,
awesome.
Local in Warwick.
So you'll be able to deliver milk and beef if you need to.
Milk, beef, eggs, butter, yogurt, honey, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. I'm going to be in big trouble.
Wow, you're getting a bit, you're getting, do we have to go to a
pizza,
break?
Oh, pizza. Yeah, pizza. We do homemade pizza for my buddy in Pearl River, New York. I grew up with him, so I make my orders for the weekend, and I pick them up, and, you know, they're 10-inch pies, all homemade, nothing that you're going to buy in the store frozen and has that frozen flake. You know, they're frozen, but they're cooked. The dough's cooked and froze, then he puts the sauce and toppings on, then he wraps them and freezes them again. And so you pretty much, the only thing that's cooked a little bit is the dough. So when you cook, you know, the cheese and sauce, it's all... tastes nice and fresh. It doesn't
what
have
a,
that.
What a great idea, right? I mean, think about this.
Yeah, I mean, it just...
Look, you go all over. Look, you got everybody on this. I'm looking at your website, your delivery areas. You know, you go from Highland Falls to Warwick to Westtown, Central Valley, Chester, Florida.
Monroe.
How do you order? Do you order online or you call?
I call.
Okay.
Some of my vendors I call, some of them I text, and some of them I email.
Okay.
Depends on the relationship.
But you're doing residential deliveries as well?
Right to your doorstep. You wake up in the morning. You know, most delivery services are throughout the day, which is normal. You know, you wake up before you go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. You have a milk box at your front door, and it's there. Huh. So your milk is fresher.
No, wait a minute. Like those. Wait a minute. Like yeah. those old milk boxes, yeah, yeah, the metal
yeah.
ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you get
yeah,
one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, we do those.
To bring back memories.
This
then?
Is vintage. Yeah.
Dave grew up in Pennsylvania, and I grew up here. They had it here.
Really?
I couldn't tell you who the company was, but I remember that metal thing was out front.
Yeah.
Had,
I remember getting frozen Milky Ways, coming as a kid.
Wow.
Frozen Milky Ways. Yeah.
That's
still
Patrick.
The best way
next
to have it.
Now
by
you
the
got
way.
His gears yeah. turning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right there, you wake up, you have your fresh half and half, your fresh milk for your cereal, for your eggs, you know, I mean, for your coffee. And we even do glass bottled orange juice, which no one's ever even wow. really seen, I've heard around here. So that tastes great, too. But yeah.
What time do you start your route?
Around 1 or 2 in the morning, depending on the day.
Wow.
I love how Taylor and Frank have recruited Dan as slave labor. He's doing gardening work outside here during the break, and he's rocking a beard. What are you doing to him, Taylor? Are you guys adopting him? They are. I'm watching that while we're having a discussion here. The poor young guy, he's supposed to be running the fishbowl. He's doing gardening work for Taylor. And Frank's yelling at him as he's running around. Taylor's trying to find out how she can get me. I know she's thinking about it right now. So that's good to hear that, though,
yeah,
Patrick.
Thank you,
and we're going to do a little shout out in about 45 minutes from now, half hour from now, a quick little ribbon cutting on your business.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it'd be awesome. Thank you
now,
very
is it,
much.
How long have you been dating, you and your girlfriend?
About 3 years we've been together.
And this has been good for your relationship?
Yeah, I think so.
So, are you delivering with her or separate?
Oh, no, she's sleeping.
Okay, good. So that's good, though, for the relationship.
She tried to come with me one day, and she was as useful as a chair next to me.
Yeah.
She just slept the whole time.
So you both know your roles. You're doing the delivery. 100%. She's doing all the IT and ordering and stuff with you as well.
If you email us, you usually have her responding to you, not me.
That's
I'm
right.
usually sleeping, you know what I mean, during the day.
Right.
So,
how'd you get this idea, by the way?
Well, when I needed a job, I sold my security company, needed a job, and somebody that I knew this guy, blah, 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 and I started working for him. I just was like, oh, this is awesome. I can't, it's perfect for me. I like to be out by myself. And
it's a good fit, huh?
Yeah, it's perfect, yeah. There's no one on the roads except deer. If I see a car, I'm a little weirded out by it.
Now that you've been in the security business, do you ever see anything weird? When you haven't run into any like people trying
drunk.
To rob someone's house?
Well, yeah, you always see drunk drivers, always.
Wow.
I always see drunk drivers.
You can't say that in front of Dave.
One night, actually,
I
told Taylor last time we were on air, I was delivering to a guy's doorstep, and I wore a headlamp on my forehead. It was so dark up here in Orange County.
You're special ops going to raid the house.
So a cop had passed me, and then I was at the doorstep putting the stuff in the box, and I saw him drive by. And then he came back, and he's like, what are you doing around here? Like, you know, and my van doesn't have decals on it yet. So I'm delivering milk. He's like, you're doing what?
Yeah.
I said, you want to see? He's like, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
right there you got stopped. Because he's like, wait a minute, this doesn't fit.
So I just opened the back of the van and he saw all the milk and he was like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah,
different.
That's
yeah.
I don't think that would actually, can you imagine a cop, I'm delivering milk, that works.
Well, that's not going to work. Well, it's going to be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, when I worked in Manhattan, down downtown near the Trade Center, they have a check. You can't go through a certain section without every commercial vehicle gets checked. And the guys, you know, you got to get out of the van, you got to go to the back, and you have to open it for them. And I opened it, and they go, what is that? I was like, it's milk. They were like, what? Like, I had 4 or 5 cops around the back of the van. Everybody probably thought, this guy got caught doing something. But they were just all amazed of glass bottled milk. Cause,
you should tell them you do, like, cow insemination. They'll never stop you again.
Certainly don't want to shake your hand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let this guy go. You don't want to deal with him.
But, it was funny with the cop. But, I don't see anything odd besides people either sleeping or drunk when they're driving. You could tell they're just all over the road.
Wow. Yeah. Dave, what is it? A guy that gets pulled over for drinking drove 50 times at least before they get stopped?
80. 80 is what they say. 80 times before you get caught, and the average American citizen, whether intentionally or unintentionally, probably drives drunk in their life at least 25 times.
Wow. We got to go
over the legal limit.
We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. We're talking to a lot of people about a lot of different things. 651-1110. Dan, we like you rocking the beard, by the way.
We'll be right back.
Suburban Propane is committed to the needs of our customers and the community. Where your neighbors, friends, and relatives and our employees take pride in getting involved in community events, volunteering, and buying from local businesses right here in the Hudson Valley. We also enjoy serving thousands of customers in our neighboring areas with the propane, fuel oil, and kerosene they need to keep warm, safe, and comfortable all year long. Backed by service that's available 24/7, 365. In fact, for more than 80 years, Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses with a proven track record based on reliability, safety, and integrity. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban Propane gas customer and receive 25 free gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171 or 1-800-PROPANE, or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks.
Jack Daniel's Motors inventory is updated daily, so be sure to visit one of their showrooms today and transform your daily commute into the ride of your life with innovative and distinctive technology. Here is what some of their customers are saying.
The Jack Daniel's Motor salesperson demonstrated superior performance in every area and has the qualities of what any company would be proud to have in a sales associate.
Whether you are in the market for an Audi, Kia, Volkswagen, or even the one and only Porsche, the only place to go is Jack Daniel's Motorsports in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey. They have over 40,000 customers due to their unwavering commitment to customer satisfaction. Trust Jack Daniel's to place you in the automobile of your dreams and drive away in a sleek, German-engineered car in complete comfort and safety. Come visit the showroom on Route 17 South in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, just 15 minutes from Orange County. Call 201-211-8117. That's 201-211-8117.
Donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Whether it runs or not, they'll tow it away for free. And Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, so your donation is tax-deductible. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. And you'll be making a difference to those who need help. Call right now, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now and donate your car. Call 1-800-680-8964. That's 1-800-680-8964.
Hi, it's Dr. Oz, inviting you to join me for your daily dose with Dr. Oz. I want to make sure you're informed. The number one weapon against illness is wellness. That's my daily mission.
Weekdays at 1:30 on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
We have a mix of clouds and some sun. There's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, the high in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a few more showers around heading into the 50s. Tomorrow, look for clouds, and there's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm again, upper 60s. Clearing up at night, dropping into the mid-50s, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, low to mid-60s. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. We're back, and we're actually getting our picture taken as we're talking here. Great.
We're doing selfies.
We were talking about all sorts of stuff here. Dave, you mentioned some crazy statistics. It's summertime now. People are out having a good time. Greenwood Lake was busy this weekend. It's getting busier. But people are having a little bit, sometimes too much fun. Yeah. And that's where you get busy. And you don't like to be busy in that area.
No, I really don't want to be busy in that that realm, but obviously, you know, we're here. We support our local police departments, and obviously, coming up here for Memorial Day, we have a DWI crackdown where there'll be multiple checkpoints across the county over the holiday week. And what we try to do is, we want, you know, my mission is basically to get people to, you know, drink responsibly. I want them to patronize our restaurants and taverns. I want them to go out, celebrate, and have fun. At the same time, you want people to do it responsibly, because at the end of the day, the more that they're patronizing our restaurants, our taverns, and our local affair, that's more money, tax dollars, that's going into the businesses, going out of the businesses. And if you do it responsibly, it works well. I mean, obviously, you know, people make mistakes. And, you know, some people have an addiction, some people make mistakes, but when those arise, we deal with them. And, I mean, obviously, our 36 police agencies here in Orange County, give or take a few, plus the other ones that come through that are transient, they're here to patrol the roads to make it safe, and we're here to prosecute the cases that they that they bring to us and try to enhance them. And at the end of the day, what we try to do is we try to do justice. That's what it's all about. But, you know, this coming week, you know, everybody out there should be aware that, you know, the police will be looking for you. So please drink responsibly and hopefully
drink
you
more
have a
milk
good time.
Is what you're trying to say.
Well, yeah, drink, you know, more dairy. You got to call more dairy and get more milk and get
chocolate
some
milk. Get drunk
beef
on chocolate milk.
Isn't the White Russian, too? That's made with milk, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
See, so there you go.
We're going to expand your product line from
there you
the,
have it.
From
all
the
natural
candy bars. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, Dave, real quick, I mean, what in you know, in your experience, I mean, what do you think is the kind of a good rule of thumb for somebody who's out patronizing one of our restaurants to say, listen, I can have one beer or two beers, and what do you normally say? And I know it's different between, you know, people's sizes and their makeup and whether they're eating or not, but what do you mean, what's a good rule of thumb?
Well, my personal rule is I basically, when I go out, if I'm driving, I don't have anything. But then again, I'm the district attorney, so it's different for me. I have to be the role model.
Right.
But I think, you know, you have to do what you think is responsible for you. Everyone's a little different. I mean, surely I don't think there's anything wrong with having, you know, a glass of wine or you know, having a drink. But you have to understand that once you get past that one and you start moving to two and then you start moving to three, most people...
And you say, I could do one more.
Most people, three drinks, you're in trouble.
Okay.
And even if you can be less than three, depending on your weight, your metabolism. It's just, it's one of those things that, you know, Anheuser-Busch has the designated driver. I can't promote it enough.
Because the Safe Rider program.
You know, yeah. You always want to have somebody that's not drinking take you home. Because it's just, you know, even one drink can slow you down a millisecond. While you're not impaired, you're not intoxicated under the law, it could make a difference in your life, somebody else's life, and that's what's key. So it's a very fine balance between, you know, patronizing the locations and being responsible. So what I try to tell people is that everyone's an adult. You know what's responsible for you. You know what the risks are. I tell people every day that a DWI will cost you $10,000.
Cab.
Easily.
That, yeah, a cab fare costs you about 20.
Yeah.
What about your job? Like, a lot of people can lose their jobs for, you know, I know for an instance, like in the military, you get a DWI, you're done. At least as an officer, I've seen many officers lose their commission from that.
Yeah, it can happen. It's you know, it's an issue that we have. But, you know, you just think of where we've went in the last, you know, 30 years. You go back to 1980, drunk driving was just, you know, it was so prevalent. It has been cut down tremendously. It's just one of those things where people have gotten a little better at evading it. And, you know, while we, you know, promote responsible, you know, being responsible, there still are a tremendous amount of people injured. About 1,400 cases a year we get here in Orange County, give or take a few, and we'll have probably 20-plus serious incidents involving alcohol where people are injured very severely just in Orange County in a typical year, and of those, there will be a few deaths. And I will say this, you know, every year, as a former coach and being active in the community, I always get a little on edge when we get into May, June, and July. Because May, June, and July, we have proms, we have graduations, right. We have the summer weather coming, and we have young drivers. And the first thing, young drivers, they do not appreciate speed. No matter how we teach them, no matter how much we do with... you know, driver's ed, driver's safety, no matter what we do as parents, they don't understand the concept of speed. And I just, you know, I always bring it up. You know, my son says to me, you know, well, the speed limit in here is, you know, 55 mile an hour. That's, you know, nothing's going to happen in here. And I said to him the other day, I says, you realize how long it takes to stop a 2,000-pound car at 55 mile an hour? And when you break it down and tell them it's almost 400 feet, that's a football field plus, it, you know, it starts to sink in. But I think... the biggest problem we have is the kids don't understand that, you know, the speed and respect it. And then we have all the other issues that come today, you know, fatigue, you know, obviously alcohol,
distractions,
drugs, distraction, texting and driving. April was Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Right.
So we have a lot of that. And, you know,
Dave, what about the other crazy thing that's going on now? I've seen it a lot in the papers, and I know you can't talk about a pending case, but there was one in Goshen last week. The freaking school bus drivers. That's insane.
Well,
in the morning, driving a kid. I mean, the guy got I don't even want to say about it, but there was another one across the river as well. But we had one just recently. It was Goshen School District, right, Dave?
Yeah. You know, obviously you're going
to
have...
They're driving your kids to school at 7 in the morning. I don't, you know...
Yeah. You know, hopefully, you know, hopefully...
Patrick's passing them on the way to yeah. deliver milk.
Hopefully that's the, you know, that's the exception, not the rule. And, you know, most people, I think, that have commercial driver's license
yeah,
to drive kids...
absolutely.
They're good, caring people, so... You know, other than that, it's just, you know, that this time of year is always, you know, everyone's on edge with the kids because you want them to graduate, you want them to have fun and to have their parties.
I think those driver's ed courses help a lot. I mean, I remember I took one and they broke it down to speeding. If you go, if you're going 80 or 40, you only get there a couple seconds faster.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll never forget that when I always remembered that, and this was probably 5 years ago.
And then
ago.
You deal with Jim Mazzetti, and he tells you that your rates are going up or you're uninsurable because of your DWIs yeah. in your background,
well,
right?
Well, that's, you know, a felony is a big deal. In
big
any kind
deal.
Of deal.
Jobs, your
you
insurance.
Name it. Insurance. Well, I don't do the property casualty side, yeah. the auto side. We do deal with the life insurance side of it. And then, you know, we have securities licenses and all that.
Does
fun
that
stuff.
Behavior, like if a guy had a, if you're doing life insurance on him,
sure, because it's a predictor,
yeah,
right. It's
yeah.
a predictor. So if you look at it and look, and we do look, they look at the MIB report, the Medical Information Bureau, and then your driver's report. They all look at all those things. When I'm predicting, especially when insurance comes, listen, we're betting on you living or not living, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to figure out how fast we're going to have to, or if we're ever going to pay that claim, we're yeah. going to go, mm-hmm. Let's think about this. So if a DWI sense. And recent, and actually age has a lot to do with it too,
yeah.
depending when they get it.
I just want to throw something out there. Obviously, we just finished Police Week nationally, where we honor all the fallen officers and everybody in law enforcement this week. It's Emergency Services Week, basically for our first responders. You know, obviously last year or so, police in the United States have had a very, very rough time with some of the incidents. And I just think that... I hope that a lot of listeners out there, I hope that a lot of people in Orange County, they understand that, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you need help and you pick up that phone, somebody's going to be there. And the majority of these men and women do their job without exception. They're, you know, great public servants. And they don't all need to be judged by the actions of just a few. And even in the cases where the actions of a few seem to be borderline, you have to have a complete understanding of the law before you can render a judgment. I just want to say they had the hammer attack in New York City where an officer was attacked by somebody wielding a hammer. Two of the witnesses, according to the New York Times, were interviewed. Two of the witnesses basically said that an officer shot a handcuffed person. They gave a formal statement that said they saw the officer shoot a handcuffed person. When in fact, there's a clear video that shows the gentleman wasn't handcuffed till at least 4 minutes after he was shot. But it's just a perception that they have.
Yeah. And it's, so the opposite of what you see in a newspaper, in the news happens as well.
Shocker.
Yeah. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Few things are better than a dip in warm water on a cool night. With a pool heater fueled by clean, efficient gas from Suburban Propane, you can extend your swimming season from spring right through summer and into fall. While there are many available options to keep outdoor pools or spas warm and inviting, propane is an excellent choice. In fact, the Department of Energy says gas pool heaters are ideal for quickly heating pools and can maintain heat better in cold weather. Get into the swim with clean, efficient gas from Suburban Propane. And to keep your pool heater running at peak efficiency, right now Suburban Propane is offering a special $99 gas system inspection for customers with a pool heater. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171, 845-469-2171, or 1-800-PROPANE, or visit us at suburbanpropane.com. Get into the swim with clean, efficient gas from Suburban Propane. Suburban Propane, proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks.
Do you have a safe haven, a sanctuary for your family and friends to escape from the frenzied world surrounding us? A getaway that's comfortable, inviting, and durable that will wrap its arms around you and help you feel safe and relaxed. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh, Millspaugh Furniture, Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, and we're celebrating our 157th anniversary as a family-owned and operated furniture business. Our longevity is due to your continued support because of the non-disposable furniture value we have always offered. During this sale event, many of our suppliers have offered us additional discounts to pass on to you so you can create the rooms of your dreams for less. Come to Millsboro Furniture's 157th anniversary event and let our furniture counselors help you feather your nest with discounted non-disposable furniture and mattresses as we celebrate another anniversary of delighting you with coziness. That's Millsboro Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
I'm Hank Gross, publisher of MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's daily e-news source. We at MidHudsonNews.com know we've got a winner when the TV news and newspapers log on for leads on breaking stories. You too can find out what's going on around the Hudson Valley long before it hits the airwaves or print. Log on to MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's news leader. No ink on your fingers, no remote to click. MidHudsonNews.com.
NASCAR. At 200 miles per hour, there's never a dull moment. NASCAR Racing, weekends on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Professor Richard Hull, host of the Warwick Historical Society's weekly show, History Alive. Tune in every Monday at 11:05 to learn how history is your past, present, and future. WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
All right, we're coming back to this is our speed dating part of the show because we only have less than 8 minutes left. We have Memorial Day coming up, so make sure everybody goes to that. Today at 11 o'clock in Monroe, they are honoring a Monroe Woodbury grad named Greg David Wenzel, who was a CIA clandestine service operator who was killed in 2003. They're finally naming the post office of Monroe after him. So a local boy that was killed right in the throes right after 9/11. He was killed actually in Africa in an accident over there. But Dave, we've covered DWIs. We talked a little bit from James about the impacts of your insurance, your life insurance in particular as well.
All
from
that fun stuff, right?
Doing bad things. And the consensus is to drink more milk and be more responsible.
Yep.
So
chocolate milk.
Can't go wrong with that.
No.
So Patrick, some other stuff here. Tell you changed your logo now.
Yeah, we changed our logo last.
I like the old logo. You're gonna know in about a half hour why I liked it. But go on.
Well, I like the new logo because it's simple. And when I think of all these big companies, because I want to be huge, I don't want to be a small.
Absolutely.
I want to be huge one day. I think of Nike and Adidas, and what is their symbol? One thing.
Yeah, one quick, easy
so
thing.
So it's just, you know, I want it to be nice, clean, and simple, and you remember stuff like that. A logo with 18 pictures, you're like, hey, what was that a
too
picture
busy
of again?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And what's better than a logo with a cow on it?
Yeah.
That kind of gets you right
and
to the
point. And Mordelli, M-O-O,
yeah,
Moo.
Moo. It's funny because that's my mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
And at the same time, moo, like a cow moos.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of perfect. It was meant to be, I guess.
Now
it was meant to be a milkman.
Now you're selling this grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
Are these cows objecting or?
Object? What do you know?
Eat more chicken.
The Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
That's from actually Lowland, which is I think right around the corner in Warwick here. You know, so. Actually a great company.
Well, it's kind of neat here. I mean, I know we're running out of time real quick, but the kind of real neat thing, Patrick, that we love as at our firm, Miles Wealth Management, that shameless plug right there, right, is is the true entrepreneurship that you bring. And that was when Taylor was asking, tell me about this, and he told me about you. And I said, I asked it. I'd love to be in on that show on Monday.
Yeah.
To meet people just like you, and that's kind of our specialty, because this is things that kind of gets fired me up every morning.
Yeah,
I get
too.
Up, I go, this is what we're doing. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I get up, and nobody can fire me except me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've tried that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work so well.
But
you look at the energy like entrepreneurs like him bring to this county.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is what we're looking for, right? I mean, Steve, this is the neat things, and I'm part of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're hearing the neat things that are happening in Orange County all the time. These are all
creative,
people that get up every morning, extremely creative. Like, there's a science and creativity to this thing, and you're bringing it, man.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding than hopefully paying yourself.
And how old are you, Patrick?
27, and my girlfriend's 22.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good. I mean, We just said last Friday they highlighted a company in Orange County that's making the helmets for the stormtroopers for the upcoming Star Wars this week.
Oh, wow.
This December.
That's cool.
You have companies that are like Patrick that have a dream or have a idea and run with it. Satin Fine Foods, they're doing great. The cake icing company in Chester.
Right.
Tony Abbottini with the sporting, not only with The Rock, but now doing it with The Yard in Warwick. That's moving
along.
The
reuse of the prison, yeah.
Yeah. He was an attorney. He didn't like being an attorney. Yeah, he liked
sports
more.
You can't lie. It's
you have
there.
To be happy, Patrick,
yeah, you have
right?
to be. Everyone thought I was nuts. You're not going to make any money, blah, blah, blah.
You are nuts.
You will make
money. That's why you're doing it.
But I like it. So I told my girlfriend last night, sometimes I don't care about how much money we make or don't. I'm happy every night.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get any better.
And that's the American dream
right
there.
Yeah, it's great. Everybody should take more of a risk in doing what they think they want to do, because they probably do want to do it, and they'll probably succeed more than they think.
No risk, no reward.
Yeah,
that's what we have. That's our saying. Definitely with my Navy unit. No risk, no reward.
And it's easy to hustle when you enjoy it, because you're not pushed to do something.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like drinking coffee every morning, you don't drink coffee. You drink tea.
Yeah.
If you love coffee every morning, no problem, you make coffee because it's what you like to drink.
What kind of choices, right? You make choices every
day.
Yeah,
you make choices, and if no one believes in it except you, who cares? Because at the end of the day, you're the only one who's doing it, taking pride in it, and living it.
Right.
You know?
Stay away from the naysayers, my friend.
Yeah,
just
100%.
Surround yourself with the positive people.
And if you have them around, use them as fuel.
Absolutely.
You know?
Keep chopping wood.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Absolutely. That's the only thing. Like, we have, it's college graduation week. SUNY Orange on Thursday. Mount St. Mary just graduated.
Graduates on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, from Pace.
Nice. Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's a good shout out.
She was in an honors program yesterday, 3.8 overall.
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah.
I think she deserves a raise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. And as former President Bush said, to all those that get the great accolades and graduate with distinction, congratulations.
Yeah.
To the C students, you too can be president.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, I mean, when we talk to these young men and women that are graduating, and we had people yesterday, we were in Bullville, which is part of Orange County, you'll find it's in Pine Bush area. All the men and women that are going into the armed forces on that side of the county, they had a special ceremony. And we spoke to them and said, look, the only people stopping you from your dreams are now are you.
Exactly.
100%. Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that life in general?
It absolutely is.
If it's up to me, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And, you know, you're making it happen. I tell you, we'd love to work with you as a firm.
Yeah, that'd be great.
To help you, get to the next level
and help you
get to where your dreams and aspirations are. That's kind of stuff we love to do.
The more chances people give me, they won't be let down. I mean, I won't go to sleep at night if I can't give somebody what I tell them.
Wow.
We messed up on order when we first started. And the lady didn't call me until 8 o'clock at night from Middletown for one bottle of milk I forgot to put in her box. And I brought it there that night. And she was like, no, you don't have to.
Wow.
We drove up to Middletown on Friday night and brought
her milk. That's customer service.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, we wish you the best, Patrick.
Thank you.
We got about 30 seconds left. You got Jimmy, you got Dave, and myself, and all in the same corner.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Miles Financial will do what you got to do to help take you down the road. Obviously, Taylor and the rest of the gang here at WTBQ, the DA, takes us back home to when we were kids, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely.
Frozen Milky Ways.
Frozen Milky Ways, yep.
And you think about, what a great thing for WTBQ to actually let a young entrepreneur come on and help promote their business
with
the county executive
and
the DA. I mean, this is kind of special stuff. And, WTBQ is a local business just like everybody else here.
Absolutely. We're all in this together, right?
Yes, 100%, yep.
Well, thanks for being on, guys.
Thank
for listening, folks. Dan, thanks for doing what you do over here in the fishbowl, as I call it. Have a great day, guys.
Your community radio station since 1969. WTBQ,
Warwick, Florida. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Fear and loathing in Waco, Texas, after 9 bikers died in a gun battle, many more wounded. Now there's talk of exacting revenge. ABC's Jim Ryan's on the scene of that shootout.
The knife fight turned gunfight happened during the lunch hour at this Twin Peaks restaurant. Today, threats of retaliation.
They are threatening to kill uniformed officers.
Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says officers were aware of the gathering of five rival motorcycle gangs here at Twin Peaks. Social media have been buzzing with talk of potential retribution.
We know we had a heavy influx of biker members coming into our area yesterday.
Somehow, no police officers or other restaurant patrons were hurt in the barrage of bullets. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Waco.
President Obama has ordered the Pentagon to stop giving some military equipment to local police departments.
Tracked armored vehicles, bayonets, and grenade launchers are among the equipment that the federal government will no longer transfer to local law enforcement. Other equipment, like tactical vehicles and riot gear, will only be made available if police provide assurances that it will be used responsibly. The surprise announcement from the president comes after the White House suggested last year that the